And sometimes it's been crews that have helped me through. I had a guy in the Himalayas, and we were running 222 k's over the two highest passes in the world, and no woman had done it at this stage. And there was one woman ahead of me, and that Sharon Gator from England, amazing woman. She won it. But I, at a point after 48 hours, I was climbing up the second pass. I'd had heat stroke in the afternoon with 40 because we were climbing up this pass with minus degrees, and I was hypothermic and I had asthma, and we were at 5,000 plus metres, and you can't breathe. Obviously, you've got no oxygen. And it got to a point where I thought there must be just a couple of k's to the top of this pass that I was really clawing my way. And we're not talking about running here. We're talking about 3k an hour crawling.
Right, yeah.
Take steps and sit down and then take another 10 and just struggle to breathe with asthma and stuff. And I thought, 2 k's, I can hang on, I can hang on. And then one of my guys in the crew calculated it all out, and he came back and he says, "Nah, it's 6 k's to the top." And you're standing in the middle of a snowstorm. You've been out there for 48 hours. Your mind is completely gone. And that was the last straw for me. When you told me 6 k's, I calculated that as being another two and a half hours of this massive battle. And it was too much. I just sat down on the ground on the snow and just refused to go on. I just bawled my eyes out. So, sorry, guys. You know, my guys have been, my crew had just been fantastic. You know, they've been out there with me 48 hours too in this bloody car and keeping me going. And I just said, "I'm sorry, I can't do it. I'm absolutely gone. I'm absolutely spent." And my crew came round me and they were like, "It's okay, Lise. You've given everything. We understand. We, you know, it's amazing what you've done, and you're cool, and we can get it." And then there was one guy in my crew, and he came over, and he, and him, Australian guy, and he was a journalist, wasn't a runner or anything else, but he just sat down and he said, "There's no effing way I'm going to let you fail right now. There is no way." And he didn't slap me in the face, but it was pretty close, you know. He shook me by the shoulders, and he's going, "No, you are not giving up right now, and I don't care. I'm going to stay out here with you every step of the way, but you are not giving up." And he dragged me to my feet, and I was like, "Whoa, what the hell?" And he just looked at me, and he says, "Nah, you are going to go to the top of this mountain, and I'm going to stay with you." And that was quite a commitment. He stayed out there. We step by step, him and that one of the other guys from my crew stayed with me the whole way up to the top, got me to the top of this mountain, and then we had another 33 k's to go, but it was downhill. And they stayed with me the whole way, which was huge, you know, huge commitment. He's now an ultra runner himself.
Right.
Amazing. Because what you can do. And without that person kicking my ass at the right time and giving me that last bit of, "Come on, pull yourself together," you know, I wouldn't have made it. So a lot of the times it is a team effort, you know.
Yeah.